Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
The Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Happy new week to you. Happy Monday to you. Happy last Monday in the month of November to you. And happy everything. How are you doing, by the way? I missed you, you know. I think the last time I was on this space was on Friday. Couldn't be here yesterday, courtesy of Qatar 2022 World Cup coverage. But I'm here today now. What are we talking about this hour? Adopted, being adopted, and reuniting with biological family afterwards. The questions I'm asking are very simple and straightforward. Should adopted children go searching for their biological family when they are mature enough? And does this decision to search for their biological family have any impact on the child's well-being as well as the adopted parents afterwards? Join the conversation after this commercial break.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to The Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and like I said, we're going to have a short day on The Sunny Side today, but we'll see how we'll make the most of the roughly 30 minutes that we have left. Being adopted and reuniting with your biological family afterwards is the conversation for the hour. A woman has been reunited with her biological mother after a post she made on social media went viral. The social media user named Lydia McNair took to Twitter and Facebook to share a photo of herself as a baby and revealed she was adopted in 2001. She added that she's looking for her biological mother but hasn't been successful. She explained that the only information she has about her biological mother is her first name, Demonica. Her post went viral, and fortunately, our immediate elder sister reached out to her on Facebook. Yes, courtesy of social media. Now, social media has been like, what's the word I'm looking for now? It's become a medium for people to reconnect with old friends, connect with new ones. And this time, thanks to social media, somebody is reunited with her family. So this is the message her sister sent. You know, when she shared it, someone says, praying for you to find your family and all of that. And then the sister comes, sister, oh, you're so pretty. I've been looking for you for 21 years. I'm Vivian. I was born a year before you. And she says, you know what? DM me. DM me. And then the sister does and says, you're looking for Demonica, right? I'm her daughter. Well, your sister. Please call me. And then she drops the phone number. And that was it. And before you knew it, boom, they have reconnected. they had reconnected. Now, the question I'm asking is simple, because prior to this time, there were a lot of comments in the comment session when this went viral. One of the questions that some persons ask is, okay, so what will happen to the family, the adopted family now? Is she going to leave the adopted family and go be with her biological family? I mean, these people have raised her for 21 years. What is going to be the impact on them emotionally, psychologically, and all? This new discovery, the new family members, how are they going to take it? Her siblings that she hasn't been with all this while, is it going to be that easy for her to, you know, get used to them, get acquainted with them, bond with them? All of that and all of that were questions raised. And that is why I'm asking this hour on the Sunny Side, should adopted children go searching for their biological family when they are mature enough? She's 21 now, and then she decides, you know what, I want to. So some way, somehow, she got wind of the information that she was actually adopted. For some persons, they do not get to know until forever. For other people, well, the adopted parents will tell them, you know what, you actually have a family, or we adopted you, or at such a time, or we got you from the orphanage, so we're not your biological. Or maybe it takes some DNA test or some accident or some occurrence, you know, something to happen. And then someone gets the information that, hey, this is not my original family, or I belong to another family. And then they want to go out searching. Is it necessary? Should they bother? Or should they just stick with the family that they are used to, that have raised them all this while? And then the second question is, the decision to even want to go searching for your biological family, does it have any impact on the person, that's the child in this case, even though the child is now an adult? So yeah, does it have any impact on the child's well-being? And what about the family that they have, you know, they're used to, the family that raised them all along? Is it going to be like a loss to them? Are they going to be caught between going back to the biological family and staying with them, or shuffling or sticking with the adopted family? Let's talk. Smart number to call, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number, 0809-030-6416. You can also join the conversation. We're live on Twitter. Twitter handle at NigeriaInfoPH. And then Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. So you can be a part of this conversation via any of those platforms. So remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also be audible so that we can hear you. I think I have a call from Paul already. I don't know where a call is calling from, but let's find out. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello, Paul. Can you hear me? I'm so sorry, Paul. You will have to call back. Yeah, you will get in touch with the call screener first before you are passed in to me in the studio. So if you do not hear my voice when the call is taking, do not be scared. All you need to do is simply drop your name, location, and in no time, you'll be speaking with me directly. So once again, the smart number, 070-0923-0923. Let's hear from Mr. Zion in GRE. Hi, Mr. Zion. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I don't think it is wise for adopted children to have individual to reunite with their biological parents.
Why?
If it is revisiting or just to visit, I think that might be okay. But if the case of to reunite and pack and go, then we say the nation say adoption is legal, then I stand to contest that anywhere. As for me, I don't even like that thing called adoption. I look at it like a psychological problem from anybody, yes. Yes, it's a psychological problem. There was a time I observed something. Somebody adopted a child.
Okay.
And there was a mark on the left hand of the baby.
Mm.
I said, this mark is too early for this child. Well, I didn't know how they got the baby, if it's through illegal means or all this trafficking thing. I don't know, but there was a mark.
Mm.
What came into my mind is the biological mother did this to reunite with this child years later or years to come. That was just my calculation.
Okay.
So if you have gone to legally adopt a child, by law, the child belongs to you. So what is the essence of reuniting the child with the biological parents again? It's needless. Needless. For me, I look at it that this thing, adoption, should be abrogated from our constitution. We should not practice it here in Nigeria because it's not favoring us. In most cases, they adopt this child to be as a future house help. I adopt her so that she will come and take care of me when I'm old. Can you see the whole thing? I adopted him.
But isn't that what is expected from children? I'm taking care of this child so that at old age, this child will be my walking stick. Is that not how they say it? This child will be my eye when I'm old.
It's not supposed to be
is
like that.
Is that not what our parents usually expect from us? Like, come on, this is Africa.
Then the adoption should be in perpetuity. Don't go back to your biological mother. Remain with us.
Okay, what if I don't want to go back to my biological mother, but at least I want to know her? Let me know she exists. I mean, let her have access to me. Let me have access to her. Yeah.
It will be in consent of the one that adopted you.
Whoa.
The adopted parents should be at their own concept or their prerogative. Yes, you are permitted. Okay, don't go. Yes, you can go. But if on your own, like what that lady did, posting it on social media, I think we should sue her to court.
Oh, wow.
Mrs. Ayo.
Let's hear from Ibim in Oyibo. Ibim! Oh, no. Ibim, please, do well to call back. Okay, I have a tweet on Twitter. See if I can read it quickly. Remember, we're still talking reuniting, being adopted and reuniting with your biological family when you're mature enough. So Amarachi Joy on Twitter says, no, adopted children should not go searching for their biological family. Stay where you are. What are you going to look for? What did you keep there? What if it's the parents now looking for the children? Yes, we've heard stories like that. Some way, somehow, at some point, I wanted to give my child up for adoption. I went through the process and says, you know what? I don't think I'm able to take care of this child at this time. I'm not ready emotionally, financially. I'm not ready psychologically. I am not ready. And I give this child up for adoption. And then years later, I feel empty without this child. I feel I want to be connected with this child. And I go looking for this child. And I go back to the people that I gave up this child to. And I say, I know they do it again. Give me back my child. I said, no, but you said, yeah, that was then. I didn't know what I was thinking. I wasn't ready. I was young. I was naive. I was ignorant. I didn't have proper guidance, this and that and that and this. And I have decided that now I want my child back. We've had battles like that. If people have even gone to court. At some other time, it's not willingly giving up the child, but you abandon the child somewhere. Just like I read from one of the blogs that a baby was left where? In the marketplace. And some good Samaritan guy, a two-year-old, saw the child and then picked the child up and took the child to the police. Ibim in Oyibo, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My question, I want to ask a question. On what grounds was this child adopted? My first question.
We wouldn't know, but let's try to look at it holistically. I wouldn't know the grounds on which she was adopted. True. But then we don't have those details. But let's just try to look at it. Not this lady's story. Let's look at it on a general note. Would that be possible?
Well, if she was adopted legally, there is no harm though. Look for her biological parents, but she should have made it known to her adopted parents or her foster parents, so they wouldn't feel bad that she is in search for her biological parents. Are they maltreating her? I don't know.
Is it possible to maltreat a 21-year-old?
Could it be that she's being maltreated?
A 21-year-old is an adult. I mean, if she's being maltreated, a 21-year-old is an adult. So if she's being maltreated, she can actually up and leave. Hello?
Hello.
Are you with me? Can you hear me? A 21-year-old, someone who is 21 years, is an adult.
Yes.
So that 21-year-old can actually stand up and say, I'm leaving. I don't like this place. It's too toxic for me. I'm not being treated well. I mean, we've seen a lot of 21-year-olds, especially ladies, getting married and starting families.
Well, then, but this was done legally. Let's just assume that she was adopted legally.
Okay.
At least she should go look for her parents the right way. As in, people that gave her out for adoption should be aware. And then her foster parents or the parents, the people that adopted her, rather.
But you do know that in some cases, it is actually the adopted parents that open up to the children after a while, telling them that, you know what, I love you. I really care so much about you. You've brought so much joy to me, but I think you need to know that I am not your biological mother and we are not your biological parents. Some years ago, somebody gave you to us, or we went to an orphanage and we got you via... And sometimes it's the adopted parents that, you know, open up to the children.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for me, I don't think there's anything wrong looking for your biological parents, you know. It's a thing of joy to know who they are, but... You know, leaving your adopted parents will leave them feel emotional because of how they must have the love they must have developed for this child right from when they were adopted. You know, this child is almost like their own biological child. They have grown to love this child, and then that's what I'm saying. I really do not know the grounds. Whether she be maltreated or she just wants to look for them, I really do not know. But it's a good thing that she has reunited with her biological family. I hope she doesn't forget her adopted parents too.
All right. Thank you. Barry from Ajib. Hi, Barry. Sorry, Barry. Have to call back. Mind your info. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, do remember that you can always send us a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. So sorry, we lost that call. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Join us live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I think Paul is calling back from Bonny. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Welcome back. Go ahead.
Yeah. Paul, who's on the line?
Paul, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. You see, if I have my way, I would have discouraged the adoption of the thing because it has a lot to do. It has a psychological challenges. When children who are adopted, talking from facts and information, when adopted children come to know that their foster parents are not their real parents, they begin to yearn who is their parent. And anything you do, like now, I can go to with my own biological child, you not consider it as wrong.
Mm.
But there is not, there is not still being hated. But that one, yes, because you are not my biological parents. That's why you are doing me like that. And most of the like, you are talking of women, you know. Even their own, he has said them that the person you call your parents are not your parents. No, but my, the way out is that if you adopt any child, tell the child, you know, from the beginning that I am not your biological parent. Then start from there. If there is need for him or her to know where she is coming from, then you allow, her to know. But unfortunately, there are some of these ones that people adopt not really where they are coming from. That is the challenge. The time it becomes known. But I don't know. But the point is that every child would want to know his or her biological parents. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much. All right. If you're just joining us, it's the Sunny Side of your number one station for Talk 90.3, Nigeria Info. And we're talking being adopted and reuniting with biological family afterwards. I shared a story of a woman who reunited with her biological mother after a post she made on social media went viral. She took to Twitter and Facebook to share a photo of herself as a baby and revealed that she was adopted in 2001. She added that she's looking for her biological mother but hasn't been successful. She further explained that the only information she has about her biological mother is her first name, Demonica. And then her post went viral. Unfortunately, her immediate elder sister reached out to her on Facebook, and some way, somehow, they did meet up and then they reunited. Now, my questions are, should adopted children go searching for their biological family when they are mature enough? And does this decision have any impact on the child's well-being as well as the adopted parents afterwards? Okonkwa in Rumokuta, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
By the topic we are discussing on, people should build a new process and rule of law in their lives. If that child were to have been adopted through the process of Ministry of Welfare and Rehabilitation that would have covered his adoption with the legitimate laws of this particular nation, or maybe Nigeria here, and that wouldn't have happened, because the law will declare that the child is illegally your own child. And where it's dangerous just to go outside and adopt a child without covering the adoption with the legitimate law of the land.
The argument is not whether or not there's a legal process or no legal process. Whether or not there's a legal process or there's no legal process, this child was adopted, true or false. It's not on who has legal rights over the child now. As much as the adopted parents have a legal right, the child on his or her own may decide that I want to know these people. It doesn't change the fact that these are my parents or these are my biological parents. I just want to know. I want to meet them. I mean, shouldn't we give them that chance to know them and meet them and then decide whether or not they want to continue being with them? Let me read your WhatsApp message. Good afternoon, Denise Eneswalu. Adopted children should not go back looking for their biological parents, because the parents that adopted them and groomed them to what they are today deserve parents. They deserve to parent them until they are aged and passed on. General Round Phrase from Rumekini. Diddy, good morning. It's afternoon, actually. Please, the agreement during adoption should be abided by. If our agreement is, example, I'm adopting this baby for life, the biological parents should stop looking for them after they have given them out. Let the agreement of adoption remain binding. Ihana Cho from Iriebi. Didi, good afternoon. My name is Shalom. I am not going to say much. Just please watch the movie. This is us. She can't be watching film now. At this time, when I'm at work. Hi, Barry. Welcome to the sunny side. Barry, go ahead. Quickly.
We are missing you. We are missing you on the program.
All things are past. We have moved on. Move on too. Go ahead, Barry.
All right. I just want to appeal to my own parents. If peradventure, Bangu Day comes to adopt me, or yes, or weekly, they should not even look for me at all.
They shouldn't look for you. Why are you behaving like this now?
They should not look for me. They had in mind to sell me. I want to remain where I am.
What if they didn't sell you as it were? Come on.
What? By the way,
blood is sicker than water, oh, Barry.
Help me define adoption. Help me. Can you help me define adoption?
See, let me tell you, I think we are overthinking this thing, because give me your child, make your pikin they stay with me. For some people, na adoption too.
That's slavery.
That's what? Slavery.
That's slavery.
No. On the contrary, I mean, someone genuinely loves this child and says, I see your condition and it's so bad. I love this child so much that I want this child to start living with me. And the parents...
Let me ask her. Sorry, Didi. Didi, let me ask her. During this adoption, does money exchange hands?
No, under normal circumstances, money is not supposed to exchange. Adoption is different from selling your child. Some people sell their children.
The adoption they do now, they collect money and it's so expensive.
No, it's not supposed to. They're selling the children. They're not adopting the child.
Okay, so my decision is, if they've sold me to where I'm enjoying myself,
they should leave you there.
They should forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Have a nice day.
I once had a funny story. I hope I have enough time to share it. So this child was adopted. And not adopted. I think the child was switched. Hold on. Was it switched to adopted? And some way, somehow, landed in the hands of poor parents. Yes, landed in the hands of poor parents. And at the point of realization that his biological family were actually wealthy, went looking for the biological family and neglected the parents, the mother, the father that raised him. As soon as he realized that I'm actually born, I'm actually from a wealthy home and I've been suffering. emphasis on the word suffering. I have been suffering all these years. Amma, who doesn't like betatine? He will not like betatine. Even Bolale like betatine. Ababa just went looking for. So what if he wasn't from a rich family? Would he have gone looking for his real parents? And you know, sometimes some of these decisions are fueled by some selfish interest. But who knows? At the end of the day, whatever opinion you hold on this matter is valid. We're talking a lot of things: emotional trauma, psychological trauma, the revelation, what it will do to both parties or all parties involved. We go on a final commercial break. When we come back, a round of this conversation, and that will be the end of the Sunny Side today. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. So let's wrap it up quickly. I think I have a final message here. Good afternoon, Denise. In the first place, adoption should be allowed based on agreement. And the agreement should allow the child to enter his or her father's name. If not, forget about it. Damilola from HA. Unfortunately, this is all we have time for on the Sunny Side today. Do well to follow us on our social media handles at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at underscore Denise underscore Dennis. That's at underscore DNISE underscore DNNIS.